Hope you had a good weekend, Brad. Good morning.
Yeah, morning guys. Yeah, it was a good weekend. Nice day of racing out at Rose Hill. A bit of luck, which is always nice.
I tell you that Cadet Stewart, Matt Purse, mate, he was lucky, wasn't he? That was a solid kick from the horse.
It is, and we can see him do it often, can't we? Well, sometimes those horses, they just lift the back two legs up and just kick out with enormous power. And lucky for Matt Purse, I think he's about 6'6", or he's quite tall anyway, and lucky, he was a fair way behind Flo in the mounting yard, this Godolphin horse resuming, but kicked out, collected him on the left shoulder. It made a nice little dent in his suit jacket, but luckily, you know, it's only sort of 10, 15 centimetres away from the head there, and luckily yeah. It's that tall that he had hit his head, because it could have been pretty serious, of course,
totally.
If he collected him in the head.
Yeah, it's good to be tall. Now, what did you make of Lloyd Williams on the radio on this station yesterday saying he is the head trainer down there?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's the racing's worst kept secret, isn't it? He's always been touted as calling the shots. Bit surprised probably for Lloyd to come out and say that, especially considering they've just appointed someone new to that position. But look, no real surprise in that. He seems to have always, you know, that was always the feeling that he did that, but maybe a little bit of a shock from coming out and actually saying it.
The Villiers always gives us something over the summer to focus on. It should be a good race.
It should be. We might see Interlocutor heading towards there, but this could be the Devaka, a very promising horse. He made it 5 straight, of course, at Rose Hill on the weekend. They're heading towards there, and no doubt from the Gay Waterhouse yard, she's already won the Doncaster 7 times, and the Villiers makes you exempt from the ballot from the Epsom in the autumn. So the Doncaster in the autumn. So who knows where Kabiza Devaka will get. I think that's he's had about 7 wins from 13 starts now. He's just this great front runner, typical of a Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott-Mole, just goes straight to the front and just keeps on improving, and he was very impressive again on the weekend at Rose Hill.
Brad, always nice to track the Melbourne Cup winner, rekindling. What's happening there?
Yeah, he's going to head back to the Irish stables of Joseph O'Brien early next year. This is on the, obviously Lloyd saying this on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend yesterday, so if you missed it, he's likely to head back there and head to the Ascot Gold Cup at Royal Ascot next June. And for the Cup runner-up, Johannes Vermeer, Lloyd Williams said he's likely to stay in Australia. He could well target the Queen Elizabeth Stakes in Sydney in the autumn, so we might see him in Sydney in a few months.
Mate, the horse to follow from the weekend, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think Heliosphere out of Rose Hill, this 3-year-old, he found the 1,200 a bit short, ran in the placings there, but it was an outstanding return by the Joe Ryan trained colt. And I think getting up to 1,400 and beyond will make him the horse to follow for this week.
Tip, the all-important tip, mate. It's Monday. As important as any other day.
We've got one. They pay the same, don't they? Yeah. So we've got one at Wellington, race 4, number 1, Sprezzatura. Was unlucky not to get the cash. First up, they absolutely put a gap in the rest of the first two, and hopefully can go one better there at Wellington today. Race 4, number 1, Sprezzatura.
Race 4, number 1, Sprezzatura. Good on you, mate. We look forward to chatting this time every day. And remember, Punters Post-Mortem with myself, Dean Lester, Ronnie Duffersey and Glenn Munsey, tackling all the issues from 9 o'clock till 10.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. What a show that is.
Brad Davidson.